Welcome to another In the Telling Scrapisode, segments that are too good to be left on the cutting room floor. In this Scrapisode, filmmaker John Lyde gives his on-set and preparation advice to film actors. And now John Lyde.
So, I feel like most film actors know this, or at least should, but the number one thing an actor can do for a low-budget filmmaker is come prepared by being memorized.
Yeah, and not bring their phone to set.
Does that drive you nuts?
It does.
How?
Because they're more concerned about... So a lot of people, when you say cut, as soon as they say cut, they go to their phones or they start talking.
Sure, okay.
Instead of cut, are we doing it again? What's the notes?
Yeah, okay.
So a lot of them just depends on what they're there for and how they approach their job or what they've been accustomed to.
Do you have generalizations about that you could make? Like...
It depends, and oftentimes I'll try and let actors know what I expect from them. Like if an actress shows up and says, oh, what scene are we doing right now? And she's been there for 4 hours through hair and makeup, and she's on her phone Instagramming.
Do you not have a call sheet?
Oh, I send her back to her trailer and say, come back prepared. Well, trailer, you know, the one trailer.
Yeah.
The same makeup trailer for everyone.
The trailer.
The trailer. Or like there was one little actress that I worked with. And she was amazing. Like our first show was that I did with her. It was her very first one. And she had a lot of things that drove me crazy because she was a kid having fun. But then an older actress talked to her and taught her throughout. So by the end, she knew how to do things a certain way. So she was always prepared. And then I used her probably on a half dozen other shows. And she was always, you know, the producer's favorite, not trying to be the favorite, but she would show up and she would ask the call sheet that I got last night said we're doing these things in this order. Is this the same order? She's 11 at this point. And she goes, did anything change or should I be prepared for anything else? No. And she goes, I'm all ready. This is where I'll be when you're ready for me. And so that way it's not, wait, where's so-and-so? You have this thing to do. So like she knew exactly where she was. And then there was an actor she was working with who has been in Hollywood for 30 years and in some pretty big stuff. And we were doing a scene once and he liked to love to joke around with all the people on set. And she came up to him and said, excuse me, can we just focus and get ready for this scene? So it was pretty funny. But I mean, like, I just appreciated, I mean, she was a little extreme, but I appreciated how she was always prepared and it wasn't a challenge to find out where she was. So it just depends. And sometimes, like, when you have a whole bunch of friends together making it, it's hard to focus.
Sure.
You know, that's just natural.
Yeah.
But then there's times where we have 1 hour of sunlight. We have to get this done because we can't come back to the location tomorrow. So if you want one take, we'll give you one take. Or if you want to focus, you know, we can do it in two takes, maybe three takes. So it just depends. But cell phones on set, it's good to Instagram. I mean, it's good to get publicity for it. But what's your focus? Like, what are you there for? Are you thinking about how you can do the next take better? Or are you focusing on your job?
Yeah. I didn't go to film school. Is that something, though, that...
I didn't go to film school either.
Film schools talk about? Okay.
No.
So the only way you learn that is a mentor or you figure it out. You come having figured that out.
A mentor, maybe. Or figured it out. Just paying attention on set. Or, you know, just learning it yourself. Finding out what works best.
Okay.
A lot of actors too don't know, like when pitchers up is called, and then you should stop talking.
Yeah, because I don't technically know what pitchers up mean, but it's like the first word of like we're working.
So the first idea would mean pitchers up. That means everyone should be ready.
Okay.
And sometimes people say pitchers up even though everyone's not ready. So that's part of it.
The things that happen prior to pitchers up is like the gaffer is moving lights and the stand-in.
The light is set. The boom knows, operator knows where to put his boom.
Okay.
The actors know what their lines are. You know, they know where they're starting in the scene. They know where to hit their marks.
So we've done like the talk through, the blocking or the whatever. And mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's pitchers up and then you'll roll sound and you'll roll camera and then you'll hit the slate. So the slate, you know, nowadays it's through time code.
Right.
But at the same time, you want to hear that clap.
Yeah.
What happens is it goes off the microphones. And so the boom's by the actors and the actors are wearing their mics.
So if they're talking
talking at all. And most often, a lot of times, they are talking through that. So it's really helpful. And this is just stuff that, you know, if someone just sat down and told them, because most of them don't know, is when pitchers up is called.
Shut up.
Or ask your last questions. Because a lot of times, pitchers up, sounds rolling, ready, and wait, which part are we on?
Yeah, where are we starting from? Where?
Are we starting from where? Wait, what? Oh yeah. And so it just it shows where they're because they're you know it's, they're telling stories to each other.
Because
so
yeah.
It just varies.
Okay, I that was really interesting.